A common trial that comes up during these winter months, these long Friday nights, is taking out chillin' Friday night and putting it back in the crock pot inside the cylinder. So I already discussed the halacha, whether it's permitted at all. So the answer is it is permitted. The question is, how is it permitted? What's the process in which a person should take out the chillin' and put it back in so it could be finished cooking throughout the rest of the night to enjoy for the Shabbos Suda, for lunchtime? So there are a number of conditions that Shulchan Aruch mentions. The Ramah adds on top of them as well. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Resh Nun Zayin Sif Beis, one of the conditions is that Kol Zman Shi Rosachas has to still be boiling. If by the time you're returning the food back to the chillin pot, it's already cooled up, it's no longer boiling, according to the Svardim, you can't return it. Ramah has a cooler. Ramah says, no, it's mutter, as long as it wasn't, it's stunning, meaning it's not boiling anymore, it's cooled down a bit, but as long as it hasn't got to the point of cold, it's still somewhat warm, so then the Ramah allows you to put it back. Now for the Ashkenazim, this factor doesn't become so relevant. It's very unlikely that a person would be taking out chillin and it ends up cooling off. So this, not a moot point, but it's not so relevant. But the question still remains, how cold? What is the threshold? How much is the Ramah allowed to allow you to let it cool off? So Moshe writes in Igos Moshe, Or HaChaim, Chelek Dalad, Simon Ayin Dalad, Dine Bishel, Sifkoftin Beis, and Sifkoftin Lama Dalad. Moshe writes, it should be warm enough for those who want it to eat it warm. Meaning if you want hot cholin, and it's still hot enough for you to be interested in it, so that's how warm it is. But if it's already gotten to the point where it's room temperature, it's no longer giving you that warm feeling that you're interested in eating the cholin as, so then you wouldn't be able to return it back. It has to still, again, be warm enough where, not hot, not boiling, but just warm enough that still gives that warmth the person's interested in. That is condition one. It still remains warm, and for the Svardim, it remains boiling. Condition, part of this idea also, with respect to dry foods. This whole discussion, Kol Zman Shi Rosachas, is called talking about liquids. What about something that's dry? So the Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah say this requirement is also relevant for dry foods. When you're returning dry foods, if you take it off the blech and want to put it back, seemingly chillin, by the way, is not called dry, but for dry foods, let's say a person took off chicken, wanted to put it back. So the Mishnah Berurah paskens, you have to have it still warm as well before putting it back. But the Ber Lacha, the Gron, the Chazanish all say that it doesn't apply to dry foods since they've already been cooked. And there is no problem of Ein Bisha Achar Bisha. You can't cook something two times. So this whole requirement is only regarding liquids, but dry foods, even if it cools off, if you meet the other requirements, you'd be able to return the dry food as well. Now, condition number two is that it has to be garfakatim, has to be covered. You have to use a blech or some aluminum foil to cover it up. Now, let's say it's a non-adjustable hot plate, so then you wouldn't have to cover it up according to Rav Simcha Barim Kohn. But let's talk about a crock pot where they do usually have a couple adjustments, or a blech, a stovetop, in which case you would have to use a blech or an aluminum foil insert to separate. So it has to be, again, has to still be warm by the time you put it back. It also has to be covered up. Those are two conditions that you need in order to return the chillin pot back into the cylinder. Condition three, the Shulchan Aruch says, v'lo hanicha gabi karki, you can't place it down on the ground. Because placing it down on the ground would indicate you're not interested in it anymore. And if you were to put it back in, it's mechzik mevashel. But the whole concern of chazara is it's mechzik mevashel. It looks like you're cooking. And therefore, if you put it down and then you put it on the ground and then you pick it up to put it back in, it looks like you're cooking the food. That would be usher. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, says the Magen Avraham, if you place it down on a bed, on a chair, or somewhere in the middle, not the ground, then that would actually be allowed according to the Svardim. Just you can't put it on the ground. But the Ramah says, the old Deviyot has to still be in your hand. You have to still be holding it. So what does it mean you're still holding it? So the Mishnah Berurah means that you can't place it down anywhere, it sounds like. You can't place it down in a chair to Chumrah. You have to hold it in midair. You have to continue holding it. You can't place it anywhere, not in the chair, not on the floor. So Ramosha writes that, no, he argues and says, one can place it on the ground, on the karka, as long as you're holding it. What the Ramah means is not that you're holding it mid-air, old debiado, it's mid-air. What he means is you're holding it while it's on the ground, you're still holding on to the edge of it, even though you're not picking it up. And now, his proof is because the language of hanacha, it says, lo hanicha gabi karka. Hanicha means you left it there alone. But once you're holding it on, even though it's resting on the ground, That's not called hanacha if the person's still holding on to it. And therefore, it's permitted, says Rav Moshe. And the logic he explained is, the whole idea, the whole heter of chazara, the whole heter of allowing you to put it back, is only that it doesn't look like you're recooking something. But if you're holding on to something, it looks like you're still doing that first process. So even though it's placed on the ground, says Rav Moshe, if you're holding on to it, it's permitted. So Rav Yashiv argues, Rav Yashiv says that's not true. Even if a person is holding on to it, if it's on the ground, it would still be considered a hanacha. If, however, you only place part of the pot on the ground and part of it's still elevated, then Rav Yashiv would agree that's not called a hanacha. So Rav Simcha Barim Kohen paskins like Rav Moshe that you could place it on the ground as long as you're holding it, and the Orcha Shabbos paskins like Rav Yashiv has to be somewhat suspended. What about placing it on the counter, which is more likely? So if you look at Piskei Tshuvos, he's very machmir. He says placing it on the counter is no different than placing it on the ground. It's people leave things on the countertop, you leave things on the ground, that's considered a problem according to all opinions. So according to the Ramah, it would seem that it would be Aser. Ramah sounds, Pashup Shana, is you're holding it mid-air, all the biado, that would be Aser. According to Moshe's understanding, he says, no, if you're still holding on to it, just like if you're holding on to it on the ground is permitted, so then you could also hold on to it while it's on the counter. That's the heter, according to Moshe. The Be'er Halacha says you could be mekel if it's daita l'hachshiv. If you plan on returning it, which is the case, you can be mekel. Chazanish says you could be mekel even if you didn't have the das. And Piskei Tshuvos suggests that one could place down a towel to put on top of the counter and then place the pot on top, as long as you're holding on to it, because once there's a towel there, that's not the normal way of placing things down. So it seems, again, that many poskim are mekel, that you could hold it while it's on the counter resting, and you want to be machmir, so then hold part of it on the counter and part of it hanging off the counter. If you want, you can have someone else hold it, and while you're scooping out the chon. The next condition is Rama writes, Daita l'hachzer, you have to have intent on returning it. The Sfardim don't require this. They don't have to have Kavana. Rama does require the Kavana. You have to be aware. You can't take it out and decide afterwards you want to put it back. You have to have the Das in the beginning. Let's say you weren't paying attention. You had no Das. You just took it out to take, but you weren't sure whether you'd put it back or not. So then there's a suffix, there's a machlokis in the poskim. But the case we're talking about is where a person does have intent on putting it back. And the final condition is, has to be, says the Rama, Mispashel Kol Tercho, has to be completely cooked. If it's not completely cooked, and then you return it back, we're having a more serious problem. It's not only a problem of chazara, which is an issa midrabanan, but now we encounter a problem of an issa deraisa, a bishul, if it's not fully cooked. So you have to ensure that it's fully cooked. It's very possible a person put up a chillin late Erev Shabbos, and it's not fully cooked, you could run into problems. A person should make sure it's fully cooked. And we're not even talking about Michael Ben Jusai. We're talking fully cooked. Not a third cooked, not a half cooked. Has to be fully cooked before you take it out. So make sure if you plan on taking chillin out Friday night, to return that chillin pot, make sure it's fully cooked. And make sure you're keeping all these conditions. Again, just to review that you should have the chillin pot, it should be lined with aluminum foil. Number two is when you return it back, it should still be hot or warm. And if you have to hold on to it, you shouldn't place it on the ground. You should hold on to it either partially on the counter or entirely on the counter or maybe on top of a towel on the counter. And also that you have to have the das to return it back. And finally, to make sure it's fully cooked.